Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately to confiscate the money.
Fresh girl, wow, my world.
You sent flowers, but you said you didn't receive. But you said
Mike
you didn't
will
need. That girl is a real crowd, please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still tryna get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee. Getting so gone, I'm not blinking. What in the world was I thinking? New day, new money to be made. There is nothing to explain.
I'm a fucking black beetle, cream seats in the Regal, rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle. Took a bitch to the club and let her party on the table, screaming everybody's famous.
Like clockwork, I blow it all, then get some more. Get you somebody that can do both.
Ba boom, this is Cody.
Ba 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 boom,
this is Carl.
We're back. We got week 10 coming up right now.
Yes, sir.
Live.
Only 7 weeks left. Oh, football, where are you going?
This comes and goes like that. Some people's seasons are over before Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. Well, Saints are still fighting that good old fight. Let's go, boys.
Must be nice. All right, anyways, we have a live Thursday night podcast. We'll be watching the Browns-Ravens game. About 5 minutes left in the first quarter right now as we start this off. Score 0-0.
Yes.
So let's get right underway. What are you expecting from this game? What do you like from it? And who do you think will ball out?
I'm expecting Baltimore to capitalize in this game. I think they need to continue to win to separate themselves from the pack, because that division is a tight race, man, between them, the Steelers, and Cincinnati Bengals. Of Baltimore want to separate. They need to get this win and then keep it pushing, man. So I think Baltimore is going to win this game. The over and under was 45. I think Baltimore should blow this team out. It's a short week. Browns aren't good. So if Flacco take care of the business and hold his own, we should see some good things, man.
I can see that. I'm going to get right ahead and say it. I think the Browns are going to win this game.
Oh, shoot.
I don't want them to go 0-16. I feel like they're a more talented team than that. They've had really bad luck. A lot of young, good players, especially in their front seven.
If they had McCown starting, I would have said that.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, because this Ravens team is sloppy. They shouldn't be leading the division. They got lucky that Big Ben got hurt. Bengals have started slipping as well. So,
yeah.
I think that this division lead is going to start to slip away from them. But I don't think this is a really good team. And I think the Browns are a lot better than people give them credit for. So, I haven't won in two games this season.
You're going to have a lot of Baltimore Ravens fans at your neck, man. Already know what happened when you said something about them in the offseason.
That's fine. I'll say whatever I want. Fuck you.
Straight like that.
fuck you, man.
So, yeah, having said that, love Terrell Pryor in this game.
Yeah.
You brought this up when we were watching this earlier. There's a big Terrence West revenge game.
Yeah.
Playing against his old team that kind of cut him after he balled out. Mm-hmm. I could see him having a good game on the other side of the field. But all in all, this is going to be a gritty, low-scoring game. I know you said it's going to be 45. I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either of these offenses are that good. So
I'm digging these gold accent on the purple jerseys, man. It's just tough.
Those are very nice.
Nice,
like
sweet.
Yeah.
You're going to start rocking jerseys on football jerseys in the winter, like people have been wearing basketball jerseys all summer.
Am I going to?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I heard you're going to do that and, like, get a little crop top and cut off the summer, like Zeke Elliott.
Hell, you an idiot. I heard you used to tell Zeke to come over after the game with the crop top. Get out of here.
Okay. Anyways, moving on to Sunday, we have an AFC South matchup of two really bad teams that are making everyone's fantasy seasons awful, mm-hmm. including mine. We have the Houston Texans at Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, Houston coming off the bye, man. This is a good spot for Houston. If they were home, I would expect this to be no contest, but they're away. Jaguars favored by 2. Blake Bortles is just so bad that I can't even side with Blake Bortles at all. I expect the game to be close. I don't know what's going on with Allen Hurns, if he's going to be in. But even if he's out, they still have Marcus Lee and I think Rashad Green. So I think that they'll be fine. But like I said, Blake Bortles is bad. I expect Houston to win this game, even if it's on the road. It's a bad team, and Houston usually take care of bad teams. They beat Kansas City. That's not a bad team, but they were home, so gave the edge to them over there. But Houston.
Yeah. You know, Bortles is awful, but a quarterback that's probably as bad, if not worse, is Brock Osweiler this year.
No, you're
he
crazy.
He has just as much talent to score, throw to, and a better run game.
But they have a better defense.
Oh, no, they do. The Texans are a better team.
Yeah.
But both quarterbacks have been awful. Yeah. This is really affecting two top fantasy receivers coming into this year, and Allen Robinson and DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them really haven't performed at all. Mm-hmm. I'd suggest selling high if you still can.
Just
to try to get some value, because right now they're not doing anything. It doesn't matter how talented they are. These quarterbacks are so bad. So this is going to be a really ugly, low-scoring game. I could see the Jaguars winning this, and I'll predict that they will, just because it seems like Chris Ivory's finally back.
I have Houston. I like what they did with Ivory. They stuck with one back for the most part, and they kept feeding Ivory. And that's what you're supposed to do, man. But honestly, I could see Lamar Miller getting off in this game. I wouldn't touch any of the receivers.
Yeah.
C.J. Fedoritz, you could touch him as the tight end for the Houston Texans. I think he's in a good spot, and he's very cheap in DFS.
Yeah.
But like I said, if I want somebody from this team, I'm going Lamar Miller. And, yeah, and that's somebody you could pivot on, because there's definitely a lot of good running backs on this slate this week.
Absolutely. There's a ton. We'll get into that later, especially some low-owned ones as well.
Of course.
I wouldn't really touch anyone in this game. Just a lot of question marks, and both offenses are sputtering. So I would leave this alone in this really disgusting AFC matchup, but I have the Jaguars winning this. Okay. All right, moving on. We have actually a pretty good game. We have the Denver Broncos going to New Orleans.
Ah, man. Denver! Not happening in New Orleans. We going to kick their butts, man. It's like, nah, I don't know about that. But it's going to be a good game. I like New Orleans. We're favored by 3. The over and under is 49. It's going to be a high-scoring game. But guess what, man? I don't think Trevor Siemian could keep up with Drew Brees, especially Drew Brees at home. The defense is injured. They have a lot of injuries, and a key player just went down, and he's not expected back for like 2 weeks. And that's Derek Wolfe on the defensive line. Brandon Marshall was dealing with hamstring injury. And then we got Akib Talib, who still might not even be in. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
With a nice interception, if it stands. It does stand.
Oh man,
Flacco, what a douche. Hate him. I expect New Orleans to take care of business. Players I would like to target in this game. I'm not going to touch any of the running backs, even though that's where you beat
Denver.
You beat them on the ground. But I think both running backs could do their damage. I don't know which one to side with more in this game. But I like the receivers, and the receivers I like a lot is going to be Brandon Cooks and Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Snead is going to go up against Chris Harris. He's a shutdown corner. Not touching that. But Michael Thomas and Cooks, they go on both sides of the field, and they should do their damage. Wouldn't touch Fleener. Although you can, because Denver is susceptible to tight ends and give up points to tight ends. So vulnerable to the tight ends.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to tell because the Saints have been really weird with how they've been operating with the running backs.
Yeah.
Ingram balled out. Seemed like he finally got a chance to run the ball after
he was in. Hightower balled out too.
Yeah, but it was like Ingram was in the doghouse after the fumble last week and barely got any love. He finally came in there and really did some damage against them last week. So I like Ingram, but I wouldn't play him. Yeah. Only players I would play from this game, I think Brandon Cooks has a really good matchup.
Yeah.
Akib Talib, if he does play, has issues with smaller, shifty receivers. Mm-hmm. You always got to take a Saints receiver at home. I love Michael Thomas this year. Don't know if I'd take him against Bradley Roby. I don't know.
Bradley Roby is not as effective as you think he is.
No, he's definitely not, but he's still a rookie, and I think this is going to be an aggressive game.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of pressure on Drew Brees. I think Cooks has the best.
He plays like a veteran.
He does. I called this many moons ago.
That's why his name on Twitter is You Can't Guard Mike.
Yeah, so anyways, I like Brandon Cooks in this game a lot. I think he'll have a big day. And I don't really like anyone from Denver. I think that maybe Booker, man. But it's been weird because who's that dude?
Bibbs.
He came in and started to light it up a little bit too. And I think this is going to be a shootout kind of game in New Orleans because their defense isn't that good. But I don't like this Trevor-led offense. It's really holding back these playmakers. So.
I mean, although Denver is in a good spot and their team's in a good spot to go off with fantasy points, man, you just can't, just like the running back situation, it seems like they're going to go into a timeshare.
Yeah.
Who knows? it's a timeshare with the receivers, man. You know, Simeon, he doesn't target one person. He just targets everybody. So we'll see how that goes, man.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if DT or Emmanuel Sanders had a big game, but I can't tell you off the top of my head who would it would work in Moore's favor. But I have the Saints winning this as well.
Okay.
All right, moving on. From your team to my awful team, we have the L.A. Rams going to the New York Jets.
Oh, the L.A. Rams to the New York Jets, man. This game is as bad as it gets. Mm-hmm. The over-under is 40, man. That's crazy. That's probably one of the lowest scores on over-and-unders on the slate. Jets. Matt Forte is probably the only person I'll touch. I don't trust Fitzpatrick at all. Everybody keep chasing points with Brandon Marshall and get Burns and DFS. No, you could miss me with that. No Brandon Marshall action for me. Quincy Enunwa, don't want it. And plus, Brandon Marshall is probably going to line up against my boy Trumaine Johnson, and don't want any of that. So on the Rams side, no Gurley, probably Britt and Brian Quick.
Yeah.
Those two receivers I could see getting off on the secondary of the Jets. The team that I have winning this game, give me some L.A. Rams, man.
Yeah.
Some L.A. Rams.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at you. I mean, if you can tell by the sound of my voice how less enthused I am than I was 6 weeks ago about this team. I'm pretty much done on this 2016 team. I'm ready to just call it all in, get rid of Todd Bowles.
I'm predicting a safety right now, man.
Yeah, Browns are at their own one-yard line. Let's see what happens. Try to run it and get some positive yard.
Nah, that's good.
I don't think there's anyone I would target in either side of this game. Maybe Kenny Britt, because he's from New Jersey, and he's the kind of receiver that gives the Jets a hard time. Mm-hmm. I could see him being a low-owned option. That's about it. Brandon Marshall's banged up. Fitzpatrick, for some reason, is still going to play. Yeah. He's got torn MCL, or sprained MCL, excuse me. Ryan Clady, the starting left tackle, is one in the IR, so he's out. So they're playing with two backup tackles and a backup center because Nick Mangold's going to be out too. Mm-hmm. It's a beat-up offensive line, running game that isn't that fast, and a quarterback who can't get the ball to these talented receivers. So don't take anyone in the Jets. Jets suck. Hopefully they lose it so they have an earlier draft pick and get some good players in the top five.
Hopefully they lose it.
Yeah, but being the Jets, they'll find another way to let me down. So they'll end up winning this game. The Jets are going to win this game 6-3. It's going to be an awful game. Don't watch this game. I feel bad.
Poor Cody.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. Don't watch this game. Anyways, we have Bird Gang. We have the Falcons against the Eagles in Philly.
Yes.
That's a good game.
This is going to be a good game. This actually is...
it's a game of the week.
It was a pick'em, but now I see Atlanta Falcons are favored by two.
Really?
Yeah, man. The over and under in this game is 50.
Mm.
It's probably one of the highest over and unders on the slate. If not, it's definitely tied with another one. We'll talk about that game later. I could definitely see Wentz. They said they want to limit Wentz to throwing so much. I could see Sproles getting off in this game. Definitely see him running, having a lot of touches, and probably even score a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah.
Definitely Jordan Matthews is somebody I want to target in this game in the slot. Other than that, I would probably look at Ertz because the coach said he wanted to get Ertz more red zone touches for DFS, and he's super cheap.
Yeah.
So you could definitely take a look at that. But on the opposite side, Julio.
You have to.
Julio. Definitely target him. I really wouldn't touch anybody else besides Julio in this game. I wouldn't touch Matt Ryan or I wouldn't touch Freeman. But yeah, definitely give me some Julio. And the winner of this game, Matt Ryan puts up points no matter where he plays.
Yeah.
Home, away, and the Eagles defense is just it's good.
Yeah.
And I think they could give Matt Ryan fits. It's just going to come down to that last possession.
Yeah.
Dang. Give me the home team.
All right.
I'm going Philly. Give me Philly in this.
Yeah. So I actually, the Falcons taking this.
Okay.
The reason why, I don't think Carson Wentz can keep up with the Philly offense. The Atlanta offense.
That's what they got the defense for.
Yeah, but still, there's going to be a time where they win. I mean, they just have too much talent. They have the best receiver, if not the second best, and they have a really good running game.
Yeah, Tevin, the secondary sucks.
Tevin Coleman should be back for this. Sanu's been putting up some hard yards as well and just making some tough catches and being a good complimentary receiver as well.
Mm-hmm. Can I renege? I'm reneging my pick. I'm going Falcons.
Okay.
Take it back. I'm going Falcons, man.
You said the last few dubs I got.
Yeah, I'm going Falcons, man.
Okay.
No way. Yeah, Falcons.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I think this is going to be a good game.
I agree totally, man.
And I think the Falcons could, the way they're looking right now, they look like the team that we could see in the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
If they're healthy. They're really talented. You got to give all the credit to Dan Quinn as well. Really turned this team around. Vic Beasley, he has been arguably the top defensive player from the draft last year.
Yeah.
He's been killing it.
I'm happy to see him come
Me
on.
Too. Me too.
Because last year was a lost season.
He's just an athlete, they said. Oh, the linebacker. Oh, he just happened to have the most bench presses in the highest 40 of any D lineman. But
yeah,
he's
cool.
Just an athlete.
It's good to see him come on.
Balling out right now. He's a great player.
You think he take one? You think he had one on Wentz?
Yeah. Yeah, especially with Lane Johnson's out and Jason Peters getting a little long in the tooth. I think he definitely have some.
Ah, true.
All right, moving on. We have the Kansas City Chiefs at Carolina.
Kansas City. Oh, I actually thought Kansas City was home for this
one.
Well, Kansas City, they get back Alex Smith. They activated.
That makes him worse, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get killed. They activated Justin Houston. But I think that was more so because if they didn't, they would lose him for the rest of the season. So I don't think he plays this game. And with that being said, Carolina's home. I'm going with the home team in this.
Okay.
If they were in Arrowhead, I'll definitely have KC. But they're not. So give me Carolina and Cam Newton. They're favored by 3. Over and under is 44. Players I'm interested in targeting is definitely Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
D Ford is probably the only edge rusher they have. It definitely is the only edge rusher they have.
Mm-hmm.
Houston most likely won't play. And if he does...
It'd be very limited.
Yeah, it'd be very limited, like Cody said. And pair him up with Benjamin.
Yeah.
Not Olsen, because Eric Berry is a monster, and they're good against tight ends. So you definitely want to pair Cam Newton up with Benjamin. Honestly, for a running back to pivot off, he's cheap. He's like $6,000 on FanDuel. Probably cheaper on DraftKings. Get Jonathan Stewart.
Mm-hmm. He's due.
Use Jonathan Stewart, man.
He's definitely due. I completely agree. I had the Panthers win this as well.
Mm-hmm.
You look at why they've been doing so poorly, and it's because of their secondary.
Yeah.
And so the teams that are beating them are teams that can really throw and move the ball downfield against your young cornerbacks.
Yeah.
I don't think that, wet noodle arm Alex Smith is going to make something happen right now. I just don't see him, leading a charge with, these receivers.
Oh, he's definitely going to get killed.
I don't see
noodle
it happening.
Arm,
look,
man.
They might have to bench him for Nick Foles. I mean, I really think that right now that the Panthers just are due for a big win. They have better athletes on offense. I could see Benjamin posting up Marcus Peters, whoever else they put out there. They just got to get it together. There's too much talent. This team was in the fucking Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
I know Josh Norman's a good player, but it's more than just that. They got to start getting it together, and I could see them doing this at home against a team that isn't going to do that well if they're losing the lead. They're starting chart Kendrick West.
Your ass, by the way. Ass! Oh my gosh, I hate you.
Yeah, so...
saying to you, take a chill pill.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. all right. got the tremors. So having said that, I think Cam's due. Jonathan Stewart, like Carl said, is another pivot as well. I had the Panthers taking this.
Anybody, you want to target anybody on KC side for DFS purposes?
Maybe Kelsey. It depends. It's hard to see because his usage went up. His targets went up with Foles. Now that Alex Smith again, the game plan will be different, so I would shy away from it. He's a little more expensive in DFS, too.
Okay.
So having said that,
well, one point
maybe Tyreek Hill.
I hate you. You just did that on purpose. You ain't letting me speak for no reason. But I agree. Tyreek Hill, since John Macklin's going to be out.
Yeah.
So definitely target Tyreek Hill. Definitely dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm.
If they
have Alex Smith, so it's like they have to find a screener. He's not going to air it out downfield.
Right, let's move on.
Troll game. all right, so we got the Bears going to Tampa Bay right now.
I like this game. This is actually a sneaky good game.
The Lovey Smith Bowl.
Doug Martin's been working out. I actually saw a clip of him practicing on the sideline.
If there was ever a game for him to come back to, it would be this one.
Doing jump cuts and stuff like that, that's a good sign for you Doug Martin owners out there. I actually like this game for Jay Cutler and Alshon Jeffries. I think they could get off in this game. We saw last week what they did to the Vikings. I think they could continue that with the momentum, especially coming off the bye. They're actually favored in this game by 1.5.
Ooh.
This is crazy. I'm just looking at this right now. And the over-under is 45.5, Sam. So, yeah, man, I hate Tampa. They in our division. Yo, dig them down. Give me Chicago, man.
All right. I think that this is a Jameis game. Has it written all over it. Okay. This is a Jameis, Mike Evans stack right now. And
yeah, I can see that happening.
Their defense isn't that great. I'm definitely going to have a lineup featuring those two right now.
And if you do that, definitely throw Alshon Jeffrey just to have some matchup.
Yeah, I can see that too. And Alshon is definitely a better player with Jay Cutler. Another player who I really love is Zach Miller now that Jay Cutler's back. He's starting to get a lot more love.
I think he was better with... Hoyer.
It'll spread it out. It depends on who they're playing, too. But I think Zach Miller is a much better option. And now that they'll have Alshon healthy, it'll open up some lanes down the field for him with the seam and stuff. Zach Miller is super fast, so hopefully they can start using him.
I'm convinced Flacco does not know how to slide correctly. He's going to hurt himself.
He is. He's so bad.
God.
So I like this game a lot for them. I think this is a Jameis Evans stack. I have the Bucks winning this. It's going to be an ugly game, but I could see this being a high-scoring game as well.
Yeah.
A lot of interceptions, so these two quarterbacks love throwing picks. All right, moving on. We have the Vikings against the Redskins.
This game is actually, I don't know, man. Minnesota, they definitely hit a 360 on us, man. Wasn't 180. Expect 180. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You'll get it.
I hate you. I definitely like... Minnesota's away.
Minnesota's away, yeah.
I like Washington in this game. Coming off the bye, 2.5-point favorites. You could give me Washington in this game. Minnesota just seemed to be struggling on both sides of the ball. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully they can get it together and become that strong, dominant team they once were and be like the first half of the season. But just give me Washington in this game. And I also think Washington secondary could contain Minnesota receivers and the tight ends, so that's one of the reasons why I like Washington. As far as DFS purposes, I really wouldn't touch anybody on in this game. I'll touch the defenses, but nah, I'm good off this game.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough game right now. The Vikings talk about this awful luck. They lost their offensive coordinator. The offensive line is just offensive right now. All in all, it's a tough matchup for them going away against a well-rested Washington team that's had 2 weeks to plan for them. I really like Washington in this game. I think you can definitely target Jameson Crowder. Right now, you can throw in the Vikings, and you haven't been able to say that a few weeks ago, but they've been looking vulnerable lately.
Man. Washington's just going to spread it out on them.
Yeah, Matt Jones isn't starting. What's his name? Kelly?
Robert Kelly,
yeah,
man.
Kelly's going to be playing. I like him more for this offense as well. And Jordan Reed's always a threat. And I think they'll find a way to utilize him, get him in space. The Vikings are really talented, but they're also really young.
Yeah.
And so I think because of that, they can just do some dinking and dunking and make some plays happen. I have Washington winning this in a low-scoring game.
Man, they got to do something about Blair Walsh, man. He's costing them games.
They're trying out kickers, they said, but they still haven't re-signed. So they got to get rid of him.
He cost them a play. You don't know what would have happened in that last year. They could have possibly been in the Super Bowl and, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
He's just bad. You know?
Vikings would have
fucked
them.
He cost him the
game
last
year. I mean, the Broncos would have fucked the Vikings.
I mean, but still, man. Just to be in the Super Bowl doesn't matter.
I know.
Just to be there.
Von Miller would have break. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Teddy's knees. If he can't stand his walking, okay. All right, we got Green Bay at Tennessee.
Oh, man. This is a game that you want to target DFS-wise. You want to target both sides of the ball here, man. Green Bay's actually favored by 3. I know I got a couple of Titan listeners that's probably upset by that. Titans, man, they've been good, but they just got to steal one of these games, man, to have the edge on their division opponents, man. They just got to steal one of these games. Can they steal this Green Bay game? I don't know, because it's going to be a shootout. And Mario just been turning it over way too much. They actually could have pulled out that win and San Diego, but Mario turning the ball over.
Fumble, then pick 6.
Yeah, but with that being said, I like Mario in this game. He's also a cheapie. Don DeMarco, he should see a lot of usage, especially since Derrick Henry's not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Rishard Matthews, who's been coming on strong. And I said that was going to be one of my receivers that I liked in the beginning during the summer, and I didn't know he was going to come be this good. They love him in the red zone. He's not getting the yardage. That's definitely Kendall Wright with the yardage. But, yo, Matthews, look for him in the red zone. Delanie Walker, too, man. He's cheap. He hasn't been putting up numbers like that, so you could definitely get him for cheap. On the opposite side of the ball, give me Jordy Nelson. Jordy. Can't trust anybody else besides Jordy.
Who do you have winning the game?
I want Tennessee to win, but Yeah, it was A-Rod, man. Can't go against them. I like A-Rod.
So the Packers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was so hard for you.
No.
You know, I'm kind of torn in this game as well. A lot of things about the Titans I really like so far. Their defense is coming together. DeMarco, I saw he was questionable. I'm taking it that he's going to play. Mm. If he plays, I like him a lot. I have Marcus in almost every lineup for DFS this week as well.
Don't get burned, man.
No, no, I won't. I have Jameis as well, so Jameis is a better quarterback. But anyways, no, I have the I have the Titans winning this game. One player I do like for the Packers is Ty Montgomery, but all in all, I think that this is just a Packers team that's falling apart right now. Mm. They don't have any identity, and outside of Jordy on occasion, they're not finding anyone to throw the ball to. Mm. The running game's obsolete. O-line is really bad. And look, this is a young Titans team, but they're really talented. They might be a year or two away, but they have some players that can create some real mismatches for them. I like Delanie Walker in this game a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I think that he can find some space. But
yo, Rashard Matthews is cheap.
Yeah, I don't know.
You get two touchdown dependent.
Yeah, Titan receivers are hard for me to really take a chance on because they can burn you. I've been burned before by them.
So. No, but Mario's very, very, very efficient in the red zone.
He is, but he might tuck it and run, too, so that's a thing.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
And there's no one that's a real star outside of Delanie, so he'll just throw whoever's open. Yeah, so having said that, though, the Titans winning.
Okay. All right,
moving on, we have the Miami Dolphins at San Diego.
I like this game, man. I got word that Travis Benjamin is out. Adam Schefter hit me on the side, like, yo, he's out.
Yo,
so.
You up? Yo, Carl, you up?
Yeah. What's going on? What's the word? Travis Benjamin most likely is ruled out for this game. So, give me some Tyrell Williams. Give me some Dontrell Inman. My boy, Melvin Gordon. He's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
San Diego's favored by 4. I think they win this game. Miami's going to rely mostly on the run, and I think San Diego could hold them down on that. I'm sorry, I'm watching a play that just happened. A flag got thrown. I apologize for that. I think San Diego could contain the run. Tannehill is just horrible, man.
He's really bad. I've been saying it.
Yeah.
Remember when you said they'd be 10-6?
It doesn't matter. I took the cape off. They look better than the Jets, though.
Yeah.
Stop laughing.
Some technical difficulties.
but I definitely took the cape off a long time ago. But, yeah, Tannehill is just bad. So, I think you could load up some J.H.I., like another pivot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The top definitely. Running backs. Throw him out there. I don't want to target any of the receivers on this side of the ball. Just keep it pushing. And I forgot to mention a tight end, Gates, man. Especially if Hunter don't play, throw him Gates for real for him.
Oof, Terrell Pryor, so nice.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything you said. One of the player, I think, just the most underrated quarterback in the NFL is Philip Rivers. Mm-hmm. Mr. I don't pull out. He's got 8 kids. Probably will have 9 by the end of the season. But
yeah, he got an army. He got a football team.
Criminally underrated. He's so good. Just sucks he's been with so many bad defenses. But I think he's going to really light it up this game. I always hate teams going across the coast, so... this Miami defense has a lot of holes, especially in their secondary, playing against him. I think he's going to light it up. Like you said, Gates is going to have a big game. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see Gordon rushing for over 100 as well. On the other side, too, if you're doing DraftKings, which is full-point PPR, you could do worse than taking Jarvis Landry, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I would take a Jai as well, but he's pretty expensive, so that's something you have to be worried about. But you could do a lot worse than taking both running backs in this game, too. I might have to do that for a lineup. But, yeah, the Chargers winning this. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. We have a NFC West matchup. We have the 49ers at Arizona.
Oh, man. Last time these two team met was on a Thursday night, and Stanton came out victorious. Stanton and the Cardinals came out victorious. Now they're traveling to Arizona, and this time they got Palmer, who's been a little shaky, but they definitely needed that bye. I think he bounced back in a big way, and I could see Arizona just destroying San Francisco. This is probably pick number 1 in Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I could just see them just going crazy on them. I see David Johnson just going berserk. Honestly, if you don't want to play, if you want to fall back off of David Johnson, hey, man, I think Andre Ellington's going to get a lot of run this game, the same way they did when they played Tampa Bay. So you could definitely... probably use Ellington, but that just might be playing around too much, so I wouldn't do it. Oh, man, that was a nice touchdown to Barnage, right? Oh, that's not even Barnage.
The volley. From Cody. From Kessler.
So, yeah, that was a nice little touchdown. Browns up 6-3 right now.
Nice.
But, yeah, so definitely all Arizona players you want to target is David Johnson. You could definitely go with Carson Palmer. He's not that expensive. Pair him up with J.J. Nelson. You could pair him up with Fitzgerald and or you could pair him up with John Brown. Definitely no Michael Floyd action.
Yeah, definitely don't want to do Michael Floyd. It's kind of hard for me to take an Arizona receiver right now just because how inconsistent Palmer's been.
Yeah.
But this is a David Johnson game right now, all over it. I could see him rushing for almost 200 if they keep him in long enough, if this isn't a blowout.
Yeah.
San Francisco's the worst rush defense, and Arizona is just, you know, David Johnson might be the best running back. So, simple as that. Arizona's going to blow this game out. No one I really like from San Francisco. As much as I fuck with Kaepernick, he's been pretty bad since he started starting again.
Yeah, I can't touch anybody on San Francisco. Maybe, Not even DeJuan Harris. I'm sorry. He's no Carlos Hyde. He won't be. Nah, I can't do it.
Hyde might play though. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Hyde plays, I might throw him in the lineup. Other than that, that is going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
All right. Last 4 o'clock game, we have the Cowboys at Pittsburgh.
Ah. Been telling my friends all week, man. Pittsburgh, they're itching for a win. And honestly, this is a game where I think Pittsburgh is just going to go shit crazy, ape shit on the Cowboys. That they're going to bench Dak, and they're going to want Romo to come back. And you're gonna, Cowboy fans are going to be like, Romo. Yes, you heard it here first. Pittsburgh, they need a win badly, man. I think it's a 3-game losing streak.
Yep.
And if you know Tomlin loves to run up the points. I think once they start getting it going, yo, they're just gonna do their thing. If it's not a blowout, hey, whatever, I don't care. But they just need a win bad. Pittsburgh definitely in this game. They're favored by 2.5. The over and under is 50. I like that. I like what he's been doing.
Yeah.
I don't think, I don't know. I just don't see him putting up that many points. And I really don't see Zeke going off on the ground like that, especially with, say, Zier back and other key pieces on that defense coming back. You saw what they did to Terrence West in the Baltimore Ravens run game last week. I expect the same thing from Dallas. So, yeah, man. Players I like to target in this game is definitely Le'Veon Bell. Give me Brown. You could look at Colts in this game as well. They could definitely take the top off. He could definitely take the top off on the Dallas defense. That's definitely riddled with injuries.
Isn't Ladarius Green back?
Maybe. Yeah. Even if he is, it doesn't matter. They got a lot of weapons out there, man.
Yeah.
On the Dallas side of the ball, Cole Beasley, because they're going to need a lot of dink and dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Cole Beasley, and you could definitely look at Witten. He's definitely been coming on strong for the past 2 weeks. Actually, he's been good this whole all season, getting his little touches and stuff like that and yardage. Dez Bryant, no, don't want none of that.
No.
But, yeah. But I really think Pitt go off in this game.
Yeah. No, actually, I agree. I think Pittsburgh wins this game as well. I would say I think Zeke is matchup-proof, so he'll still have over 100. But right now, this is just a textbook Pittsburgh game. It always happens every year. Yeah. Ben will get hurt. Yeah. He'll rush coming back. He'll fuck up the first game.
Yeah.
He'll come back at home and he'll light it up.
Yeah.
And this is the planets are aligned right now. He's playing against a team with not the strongest secondary. There's an AB game where he's going to come in there. He'll probably have over 100 yards receiving.
Yeah.
And they'll have some screen plays to Le'Veon as well.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the Bermuda Triangle for Pittsburgh of Ben, AB, and Le'Veon really going to hit it on all four cylinders.
I like that.
Yeah, so I think there's going to be a blowout for them, and I wouldn't be mad if you took any of those players. Definitely got to have an AB and Ben stack this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. We have the Sunday night game, repeated the Super Bowl 2 years ago, except it's in New England. We have Seattle at New England.
Oh, man. I like this game a lot. It's going to be a lot of sneaky good fantasy value in this game. New England's favored by 7.5. Oh, my gosh. On Seattle, but it's definitely not the same Seattle defense that we're accustomed to seeing.
Michael Bennett's out. Cam Chancellor's banged up.
He should play though.
Yeah.
I like Tom Brady in this game. Actually, I think he's gonna be one of the highest to QBs. To, like, he's going to score a lot of points this week.
Yeah.
I think I could definitely see it. A receiver I actually like in this game, but that we haven't heard from, like, pretty much all year, besides, like, the week before the bye, give me some Edelman, man.
Yeah.
Definitely eat. You saw what freaking Robert Woods did?
Yeah.
Yo, give me Edelman in this game, man. I think he could destroy the interior of the defense. Is Deion Lewis playing? They got to have the Patriots going to go crazy.
Yeah. It's not sure if he's going to play, but he's been practicing. So.
Yeah, Deion Lewis been practicing, and Blunt came out and said, man, this guy is sick in the open field.
Yeah.
So that's good news right there for you Deion Lewis owners who held in there. Definitely hope he plays, and hopefully he gets back on track like he did last year.
So you got New England.
I got New England in this game.
Yeah. Much as I don't want them to win, they're easily the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
You have to pick them. Just some DFS players I like. I love Jimmy Graham this week. Jimmy Graham's officially an elite tight end again.
Oh, man. Recovered from an injury.
So I think you have to target him.
Of course.
I really like Hogan this game.
Mm-hmm.
Love Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a Blunt game as well. Without Bennett as well, I think this could be a game where they're going to catch him off guard. That's what the Patriots do so well, is they change up the tempo. All in all, it's going to be a New England game. They're going to win like 27 to like 17, something mm-hmm. like that. Russell's just banged up. Offensive line's awful. Run game can't get it together.
Yeah.
Outside of Jimmy, nothing's really working on offense. And on defense, it is too hurt. So I'd love to see him on neutral ground. But right now, it just looks like the rest of the league is nothing in comparison to New England. And as much as it hurts me to say this, they're looking like a surefire to be in the Super Bowl right now.
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. New England's the best team in football, hands down. No contest. Definitely could see that.
Still fuck them, though. Now we have the Monday night game. We have Cincinnati at New Jersey against the Giants.
Ah, man, this is a good game, man. And a lot of people probably going to forget about this. If you didn't lock them in, man, you should have. Odell Beckham, I think this is a good spot for him. I think he's going to go off in this game, similar to what he did last week. This is a pick 'em game right now. Over and under is 47. I think Tyler Eifert's in a good spot for this game. I don't want to touch any running backs for the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't want to touch any running backs for the Giants. Although, I may say, Perkins, man, he looked good.
He did look really
definitely
good.
Hopefully he gets more touches. You could definitely look at Perkins. Hopefully he gets more touches, man. That's all I can say about that situation. But definitely give me some Odell Beckham in this game. You can give me A.J. Green in this game. Eifert and quarterback. I probably think Eli Manning have a stronger game than Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I have the Giants winning this one.
Same. I have the Giants. I'm sorry about that.
I like Odell a lot in this game. I like Sterling Shepard. I would love to see Perkins play more, yeah. But I wouldn't take him in DFS yet until that running back situation is ironed out. Janoris Jenkins has been quietly really, really good. So, you know, having said that, I think that what will happen is A.J. Green will be limited a little bit. Yeah. I know Eifert's been playing, so hopefully he can get some burn. But Landon Collins has also been really good as well. And the Giants' investments on defense are really starting to pay off.
Yo, he's been balling. And I've been saying this whole time. I think, he's better served, like, closer to the line.
Yeah.
But, yo, my man's, yo, he's making up for last year and all the drops he had.
Yeah.
He's catching these balls. He's trying to take them to the house.
He lost some weight, too. He's more nimble, so.
Hopefully he could take one to the house, man.
Yeah.
He definitely deserves it, yo.
He does. He had a rough offseason, but he's out here and he's balling now. Clearly he worked hard.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him.
So I have the Giants winning this one. I would shy away from a lot of the Cincinnati players. I wouldn't really take anyone right now, but I think the Giants have this one in a lot.
All right, let's get it, man.
All right, cool. So thanks for listening, guys. We'll have our Week 11 one up next week, obviously. And,
yes, sir.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at CNC Football Podcast. And just watch me get all my predictions right.
Let's get it.
All right, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
Peace.
Out.
Young boy living like an old keys. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for what? To explain.
I'm a fucking black beetle, cream seats in the Regal, rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle, took a bitch to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody's famous. Like clockwork, I blow it all. Then get some more. Get you somebody that can.